A new video filmed by a navigation officer aboard multiple voyages from Australia to the Middle East shows sheep panting in the heat as allegedly more than 1,300 die. The video shows thousands of animals packed into ships' pens, and Emmanuel Exports, the subject of earlier footage, was involved in one of the recorded journeys. The navigation officer, Fazul Ullah, has also told the Nine Network regulations forbid exporting pregnant sheep on the ships, even though the footage shows young lambs on board. Crammed in with the flocks, many are crushed under the feet of other animals. Australian Livestock Exports Council Chief Executive Simon Westaway has told the Nine Network the footage is shocking, but he maintains Australia has some of the best standards in the world for live exports.
Rallies Australia actually has the best standards in the world when it comes to livestock exports. The movement of livestock by transport, we have the best standards in the world. We set
the best standards in the world.
We do.
Which world? Third world?
No, first world.
The report comes as maritime officials have temporarily blocked the live export of 65,000 sheep expected to travel from Western Australia to the Middle East this week. The animal welfare group Animals Australia had released footage last week showing the sheep suffering on another vessel used by Emmanuel Exports. Australian authorities inspected the vessel after it docked in Fremantle and found concerns relating to the airflow in pens where sheep would travel. The inspected ship is the same vessel linked to 2,400 sheep deaths during a voyage to the Middle East last August. Late last week, Agriculture Minister David Littleproud said the cruelty deeply disturbed him and his department would take action.
I've seen that footage and I was absolutely shocked and gutted. This is the livelihoods of Australian farmers that are on that ship. That is their pride and joy. And it's just total bullshit that what I saw is taking place. This cannot go on. If you are doing the wrong thing, you're going to get nailed.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the coalition needs to do more to ensure better animal welfare.
We will work with the government because this sort of issue should be above politics. But what we also would like the government to do is to put on notice some of the shonks and cheats in the industry that business as usual is unacceptable to the Australian people. We should have an Inspector General. We should make sure that this does not happen again. We'll work with the government because this issue really is a national disgrace.
The Department of Agriculture and Water Resources says in a statement it is taking immediate action, adding an independent department veterinarian to the upcoming Middle East voyage. The vet will send back daily reports and images, ensuring there is an extra accredited stockman beyond the exporter's normal practice of two on board. Other measures include improved ventilation equipment on the vessel and the recorded inspection of feed, water and bedding four times a day, including by the independent vet. The stocking density will also be reduced by 17.5%. Animals Australia Legal Counsel Shatha Hamade says Australia and its international export partners must act immediately because they are breaking the law.
Well, what the Australian government needs to do is to enforce the laws that were put in place to regulate this industry, which they're not doing. Those stocking densities are illegal because they do not allow the Australian regulations to be satisfied.
Meanwhile, the RSPCA and other animal welfare groups are calling for a permanent ban on exporting live sheep to the Middle East. The RSPCA says Australian sheep should be sent to Australian abattoirs to be slaughtered humanely, with the meat then exported overseas chilled or frozen. Spokeswoman Rebecca Ayers says stocking densities would need to be halved otherwise to meet even the basic conditions for animals, a move not profitable for foreign companies.
In order to do that, it's likely that the industry would no longer be profitable, and that's the dilemma that we face here. But there is a clear alternative market for those animals, one that means that it would be protecting the reputation of Australian agriculture. At the moment, this industry is a stain on that reputation.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.